It's time for a pride and promotion extra. As we mosey on down to the Rapid Fire Ranch, take a listen.
Everybody, thank you for joining another episode of Rapid Fire Ranch. I'm Joe Federico, also the host of Pride and Promotion Podcast. Last week, we had Andrew Rimby on a full episode, and now we brought him down to the ranch for some rapid fire questions. Andrew, thank you for joining us again tonight, and I hope you're ready to answer some rapid fire questions with us.
I'm a little scared, but I am ready for anything you throw my way. I'm an open book, so let's do it, Joseph.
Put your bolo tie on, get your hat ready, get your horse ready to rig up, and we're going to just jump right into it. So number one, pretty simple on it, but I want to know why. Madonna or Rihanna?
Oh, my goodness. Rihanna. Okay. It's Rihanna because she's just such a staple in my teen years, and I will always remember when Umbrella came out and
yes,
how pivotal that was on the dance floor in high school. So, Rihanna.
Okay. She is a queen. I think she needs to release more music. She had a baby. I'll excuse that temporarily, but we need more of her music, some gym remixes or something coming up, in my opinion.
I agree.
Number two. This is a little bit of a loaded question for you. If you were to have lunch with RuPaul, any version of Ru from the 80s to, you know, present time, what would you have meal-wise and what would you guys talk about?
Ooh. Okay. Well, meal-wise, okay. I would definitely want like a really nice mushroom Wellington, very specific. But okay, my boyfriend's friend owns a restaurant, and I recently had it. Actually, you would love this. It was like right near Long Beach Island.
Okay.
In the Jersey Shore. So it's like not a, you know, beef Wellington, but because I don't eat meat, it was like this like mushroom and in a balsamic, and it had like that Greek phyllo dough around it. I'm like getting really hungry now.
Yeah,
but that's what we would eat because it's like kind of healthy, a nice salad, maybe like fried calamari. I'm a pescatarian, so I can do that. But what would we talk about? You know, I would really want to know from RuPaul, like how his mind works in terms of when he's on Drag Race. Is it a very different strategy he has when he's trying to convey a message on Drag Race than it is when he's like doing fundraiser events or things that are more based on his own memoir and experience? Like, are there two types of personas that he has?
You just read my mind. How is he utilizing the different aspects of his persona?
Yep.
For that aspect.
That's what we would talk about. Yeah.
Perfect. Number three, how do you dress for success? Give us a brief description of the most prideful outfit you would have in your closet.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I think what I'm wearing with Joseph right now is prideful. No, I like a nice button preppy like shirt, my jeans, boots. Like I like that kind of outfit if I'm doing something more business-wise. But because summer's coming up, I can't wait to like bring out my tank tops and like I'll have my Speedo at the beach, but like I always have to have like my short shorts over my Speedo. So I have like a whole, then my running outfit with my like, I don't know, there may be 3-inch or 5-inch shorts. Like I'm very specific in the summer about what I wear.
The 5-inch shorts. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, 5-inch is good. Yeah. I don't think I have a lot of 3-inch shorts. So yeah, I definitely am very mindful on my looks for athletic wear in the summer. And then in the winter, I'm more of my preppy button, like, you know, but I always have like at least 2 buttons unbuttoned. Yeah.
Okay. Like, as I had said in my promo from last week, a little cleave never hurt nobody. Like a little chest, a little neckline, you're okay. Like, that's cool. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're okay.
That we need more of that, right? Like, bring the 80s daddy look back, in my opinion. That's all I got to say on that.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Number four, totally. Number four, what does happiness mean to you, Andrew?
I would say what I'm doing right now is happy in terms of happiness to me is you don't feel that you are filtering yourself. And again, I don't mean in terms of like you disrespecting people, because I don't have time for that. I mean in terms of you're being honest to who you are and you're empowering yourself first. I think you have to empower yourself and take care of yourself.
Right.
So like, even in my mind right now, I'm thinking, well, I'm very in the moment with you right now, Joseph, but in the back of my mind, like my Freudian mind, I am thinking, you know what? It's okay if I don't get to that like task I was going to do tonight. Maybe I am going to watch that show, because if I watch that show and have my Chipotle burger that I'm going to eat, then I'll be a better Andrew tomorrow for people. So like, that to me is so important. And that to me is happiness. Happiness is you're not always going to be a 100.
No.
You're going to go through the ebbs and flows and knowing that that's okay. You're going to get through it and you're around people that you really love. So that right now is what I feel in my life. So I'm grateful.
I love that. That's an amazing answer. One more on the ranch. Here we go. What's your favorite vacation destination and why?
Ooh, okay. This one's hard. Okay. I always like love to break things into different branches, but I would say first to my mind. Okay. Thank you. This isn't like Jeopardy or something.
No.
So I would say first my, like, if I had to travel somewhere like far, I would definitely say Paris. I've loved Paris. I've been there twice. I think it speaks to me. It's so artsy. It's like you can kind of meander around Paris and it's still a metropolitan city, but it feels very cozy. And I find the people are actually very, yes, very warm. I really like the people. And I feel like you can be misunderstood in Paris and that's okay. Like no one is trying to, you know, put you in a box in Paris. And I like that. And the scenery is so beautiful. I would say if I'm doing a staycation, I would definitely choose Cherry Grove on Fire Island. I mean, I love the Jersey Shore, of course. Shout out to Brigantine and all my Jersey Shore places.
Yes, yes.
or even here, I have like a local beach on the Long Island Sound. It's very pretty. But Cherry Grove, it's just great to be around LGBTQ people. It's great to like, I always, and I'm choosing Cherry Grove on purpose and not the Pines, because Cherry Grove, again, a lot of writers, a lot of like networking, like just people really want to get to know you. So I value a place like that. And then everyone tells me I have to go to P-Town. And now you told me I have to go to New Orleans. So, you know, we'll see if Cherry Grove will be... I know. Maybe Cherry Grove will be, you know, kicked off its pedestal, but we'll see.
Okay. To be determined, right?
Yeah.
Look, thank you so much. I would like you to share one more time with our audience where they can find you on all the socials. And then we're going to hop off and then we'll talk to you next time.
Sure. So at Andrew David Rimby on Instagram, at Ivory Tower Boiler Room on Instagram. For both of them, I have a link in bio to the podcast, my website, consulting, all the things, events that I'm doing, at Ivory Tower Boiler Room on TikTok. Definitely, if you love like reality TV clips, you need to follow me there on TikTok. I'm on X at Ivory Boiler Room, at Andrew D. Rimby. And you could follow me on LinkedIn if you're wanting to network that way, Dr. Andrew Rimby. Thank you, Joseph.
They definitely should, of course. Well, partner, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on another miniature episode of Rapid Fire Ranch. Guys, please be more prideful going forward. Listen to another episode of the Pride and Promotion Podcast. I'm Joe Federico, and we'll talk soon, guys. Good night.